Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental programme on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
Hello and welcome to Ours to Protect. And as we head into May, this is the final month of the Ours to Protect series. At the end of this month, it will have been running for an entire year. Today, we're looking at energy. Solar energy is emerging as the fastest growing renewable power in Ireland. And recent research carried out by Pinergy Solar found that around 50% of homeowners are considering investing in solar panels in 2024, with cost saving being the main motivator. Ronan Power is the CEO of Pinergy Solar.
I think that the journey is probably in its infancy. We're certainly at the very, very beginning of it rather than midway through it. I think the benefits are becoming more and more common and widely known in the market, where people are looking at the likes of the environmental impact benefits, but also energy independence. You know, so it wasn't so long ago that we had the energy crisis. People still remember it. It's fresh in our minds, and where, you know, people didn't have or had lost control in terms of the input costs, solar offers a bit of that stability back into their lives, where they know that 40 to 50% in the residential homes will be covered by the solar PV. So the risk in the future is an awful lot less.
I also spoke with Jason Griffin of local family-owned company JMG Solar Solutions, and he told me that they've seen a big uptake in people getting solar PV panels.
Looking from our own calls that's coming in and the amount of people looking for solar, there is a big rise in it. The grant is the big thing with it, yeah, and there's a big savings on your ESB bill.
So can you tell me a little bit about the grant? If I'm deciding to go and get solar panels, what's the grant and how do I go about trying to sort that out?
So the grant is fairly easy to get. You contact the SCAI, and at the moment a 4.3 kilowatt system will pay back in the grant 2,100.
So if I have, say, 3-bedroom semi-detached for the sake of argument, what do I need to put on my roof or my garage roof so that my bill is less, and it's what am I paying out?
So to put on your house, you're probably talking a 4.3 kilowatt system, which is average around 10 panels, if that's what can fit on your house. And that will get you back the full grant.
So what's the most commonly asked question when people are thinking of getting panels installed?
The biggest question is, how much will we save?
Right. Well, tell me.
Yeah, the biggest question. Well, like, the way it works out, it's all done over a 12-month period.
Okay.
So you're guaranteed you'd save around 50% of your overall bill over the 12 months.
How much then would it cost me to put in the system?
So at the moment, we have a deal on where it's costing 7,100 before grant.
And then the grant is 2,000, so it's 5,000.
5,000. It's costing you to get in a 4.3 kilowatt system.
My colleague Nigel recently decided to get panels installed, and I asked him why.
I guess it was kind of the right thing to do. We're moving in that direction. And then for more selfish and maybe financial reasons, there was grants available. And then when I was looking at it, Clodagh, the solar panels were being sold VAT-free at the time. So it was fairly incentivized for me to go ahead.
So you got it done last year.
Yeah.
So have you noticed, what difference have you noticed in terms of your bills? Or have you noticed anything yet? And how long does it take to kick in?
Yeah, no, I have. Well, almost immediately from the first bill that came around, I saw a difference because I was no longer heating water for showers or for sinks, and the solar panels were sending, I had a diverter, was sending heat into the tank. So I wasn't using the gas for heating, just for showers and taps and stuff anymore. So the sun was doing that for me. So the gas bill came down a little bit, and a bit off the electric bill, well, a fair bit off the electric bill as well, to be honest, because what I was noticing, and I was lucky when I got it done, it was in the summer, so it was the right time to do it. And we got a bit of a spell of it last year at times. My house was averaging about 3 kilowatts is my kind of floating number thereabouts. 0.3, sorry, of a kilowatt is my floating. And I'd come in and I'd see my diverter and I'd look at the screen and I'd see I'm sending 2.8, sending 3 kilowatts out to the grid all the time. That means my house is now being run for free and I'm selling everything back to my supplier.
And as you heard Nigel mention there, he sells his excess power back to his supplier, but it can also be stored in a battery. Ronan Power of Pinergy again.
The market in Ireland, in the retail energy markets, you know, the smart meters are being rolled out. We'll be looking at time of use tariffs into the future, which means that you'll have different prices at different segments of the day, probably leading to peak power prices being quite expensive. Now, where the battery brings benefit there is it means that you could actually run your home off the battery during those peak periods and reduce the electricity bill considerably at that point. I think they're a great idea. I would encourage people to definitely look at them and on a case-by-case basis. Using the power first behind the meter is by far the most efficient way to use your PV system. So you do get good export rates. I know that we offer a very healthy export rate of 26 cents into the market. But still, the benefit of using it behind your home far outweighs the value of export. So you really want to make sure your system is sized correctly. And the use of a battery means that you can store that excess power that ordinarily would go out. And then, as I said, you can... When the likes of time of use tariffs come into the market, it means that you could come off grid during those periods.
And when it comes to the insulation, is there much hassle involved? Nigel?
It's not a stressful or arduous insulation. It's fairly straightforward, to be completely honest. You know, up onto the roof or up to the garage roof, wherever you're putting it, quick job in the attic. You're talking at 2 or 3 days tops for all the wiring to be done. And look, getting scaffolding up and down is kind of the most arduous part of it. But it was fairly pain-free. And I have to say, I'm very happy that I have it done. And the fact that I turn the tap and there's always hot water now. Yeah, it's brilliant. It really is, yeah.
And there you have it. That's it from Ours to Protect for another week. Talk to you next Wednesday.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Cumasun na mBan with a television licence fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.